views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and I am thrilled to be here today. I hope everyone is having a wonderful holiday season. Benny, thank you so much for all you do today and throughout the year to produce the show. And many thanks to all of you for tuning in today. We have a timely show planned as we are just a few days away from the start of 2017, which is a time of great self-reflection, motivation, and impetus to make changes in our lives. Because of that, I wanted to do a show on providing tips and tools to help achieve a more positive result to any changes you may be thinking of implementing in the new year. This can be in terms of losing weight, becoming healthier, dating people who are more likely able to yield the result you're looking for, finding a career of purpose and passion, embracing joy, whatever. While these are all things that can be done year-round, we look at the new year as a green light and perhaps that oomph that is needed to make the changes that have been talked about and thought about for so long to happen. It seems as if each year brings a desire for change, yet each year, with all the best intention, these resolutions don't stick, which can lead to shame, sadness, and self-judgment. No judgment is needed, as this is all a journey, and we are all in this journey together. So today I'm going to talk about some of the tips and tools that I use with my clients around the world to help them achieve their goals in ways that utilize less energy, strain, and stress, and yield faster and more positive results that are long-lasting. My company, by the way, is Elite Tarot. I'm a professional tarot card reader who does readings in person in the Washington, D.C. area, the other Washington, as well as readings over the phone and Skype worldwide. I see myself not as a fortune teller or a predictor of events, as I believe that takes away free will. Rather, I liken my role to an intuitive midwife to help you birth your own insights, all while tapping into your own power and strength to affect change for optimal success and happiness. The midwife doesn't put the baby in there, name the baby, decide if it's a boy or a girl, but is there just to help make the process of transformation one that is as easy, comfortable, and as efficient as possible. A full reading takes about 75 minutes and includes a summary sheet of everything discussed, a photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. You can find out more on my website at www.elitetarot.com, and that's ElitetarotT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. Today, in fact, in the second part of the show, I will be doing 3-card tarot card readings for you with a special emphasis on advice and guidance for the upcoming year. The first card will represent the current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious, with your unconscious being on your side, wanting you to succeed and be happy. So there is absolutely nothing scary that can possibly come up. If you're interested in getting a reading today with a special emphasis on guidance for 2017, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So on to today's subject about turning New Year's resolutions into New Year's joy. You may have heard me talk about this before. However, it is my belief that we are all surrounded by energy, all interconnected in this majestic journey of life. That being said, sometimes even against our own best interests, we can find ourselves walking against the wind so that we're working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. In my practice, I've developed tools for people to incorporate with their own power and strength so they can move that wind to their back. So now their wind is aiding their progress and they're using half as much energy but getting twice as far. As one who has one foot in the metaphysical but one foot also in the mainstream, I am most interested in people tapping into their own power and strength to have the most authentic and joyful journey of life. While the journey to lose weight is very different from the journey to bring healthy love into your life, which is very different from finding a career of passion and purpose, and each one of these could be its own show, for today's show, I wanted to think about what common themes and tools might apply to all of these as people think about any New Year's resolutions that they want to make. So I looked at everything together and I simplified it down to three steps. Some of these steps may seem obvious or even counterintuitive. However, these are the three places in the process that I see time and time again that sabotage results. Starting next week, my gym, for example, is going to be packed. I'm going to need to arrive early to the group classes, earlier than normal, because there won't be enough room due to the number of new people who just joined the gym. These new people are smart, motivated, they just signed up for a ton of classes and bought the gym membership. They are saying that this is the year they're going to be healthy. This is the year they're going to go past where they've tried before. And unfortunately, on February 1st, only half of them will still be there. It's not that they were doing anything wrong. It's just that the brain sabotaged their efforts. Thinking of whatever it is that you want to change in this new year, feel free to incorporate these three steps into your process. The first step is to acknowledge that this is going to be difficult. Okay, you're probably saying, duh, I know this is going to be tough. And while that is true, at a time when you make a New Year's resolution, you're most often making it in response to either positive or negative motivation. Perhaps you're feeling physically great after a long hike and you declare that you are going to give up sugar and keep that feeling going. On the negative side, perhaps you've ended or had a drama-filled relationship end and you swear that that was the last time. While motivation is wonderful, we all need motivation and determination to make changes in our life. That motivation and adrenaline rush has a life cycle, and the process to make change is often longer than the life cycle of the motivation. A plane always carries more fuel than it needs to get to its destination, just in case there are any detours. Yet we often don't plan ahead of time for the motivation and adrenaline to run out before we've accomplished our goal. In addition, often motivation is done in comparison to other people. If Barbara was able to lose 100 pounds, then while it might not be easy, I surely can lose 20 pounds. While this sentence sounds accurate, it is based on completely false pretenses. Your journey is completely unique and will look like that of no one else on this planet. And as such, your challenges are also truly unique and will look like that of no one else on this planet. Perhaps Barbara was able to lose 100 pounds fairly easy, but struggles with finding a career of purpose and passion. While that path, that's fairly easy for you, yet losing 20 pounds has been elusive to date. If you're not fully prepared for the challenge, it may lead to a self-sabotaging effect where you might say, I didn't think it would be this hard. Yes, it will be this hard. Plan to have more fuel than you need to get to your destination. So we acknowledge that whatever it is that we're trying to put in place for 2017 is not going to be easy. Intellectually, we realize this, yet so often we forget this mid-process and then go back. If it were easy, however, you would have done it by now. The next tool I want to present also may seem a little counterintuitive and commonsensical, yet it is also where I see people halted, self-sabotaging their progress. The second step on my three-step plan to turn New Year's resolutions into New Year's joy is to engage the analytical brain to pick a program. What does that mean? Well, whatever your particular New Year's resolution is, intellectually, there's a keen understanding that this is something healthy and joyful you want to be part of. So we want to get that analytical brain engaged in the process before you start. Let's just say that your New Year's resolution is regarding diet, health, weight. Now, yesterday I went to the bookstore and I saw not just one book, but rows upon rows of books with different plans, diets, and systems in place. Is there one book that works best for everyone? Of course not. We are all different with different body types and metabolisms. You, as the ultimate consumer and pilot of your vessel, ultimately need to find the system that works best for you. And fortunately, there is much to choose from. Do your research. Ask questions now before you engage in the process. What is the approach that this one system, whatever it is, takes? Is this the best system for me and my unique background, needs, body? What is the time frame approximately like? What are the obstacles I may face by taking this system over another? Who is this person or what is this company or organization that I'm going to place my trust into to help me navigate this transition? Anyone not willing to share this information ahead of time is a red flag. There's no guarantee in life, much as the pity. However, this stage of the process is all about using your brain to reduce risk as much as possible and plan the best system for you going forward. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about turning New Year's resolutions into New Year's joy. Plus, we'll be doing tarot card readings in the second half of the show with a special emphasis on 2017. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. We're talking today about tips and tools to implement to turn the New Year's resolutions into New Year's joy. I will also be doing three-card tarot card readings shortly with a special emphasis on guidance for the upcoming year. So if you're interested in getting a tarot card reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So before the break, I talked about step number one in making changes for the new year and acknowledging that this is not going to be easy. And I introduced step two in the process, which is to engage the analytical brain to pick a program, being sure to ask all the questions you need before you begin. In addition to researching the system you want to use, this step also applies to ensuring that you are surrounding yourself with people who can best support this transition, whatever transition it is that you're making. Life is too short to have toxic people or situations in your life. And while you are going to be challenged in making a resolution stick, all the more reason to ensure that you have a great and supportive team in place. If your resolution is to go from couch to marathon, it would be helpful to have a physical coach to help you navigate that physical transformation. As such, if your resolution is to go from releasing trauma to living your most authentic life, it is helpful to have an emotional coach in the form of a counselor, therapist, 12-step, or support group to help navigate the emotional transformation. As I started this show out by saying we are all in this journey together, change that we acknowledge in step one is not going to be easy and requires that you ensure that you have a network in place to help your journey go forward with success. Going back to my airplane analogy, the airplane doesn't fuel up mid-flight, and while that is possible, it's a whole lot easier to do it all back at the airport. If you were told you were going to go on a 4-day camping trip, you might write out each day all the different food items you would need, making sure you had extras in case a bear ate one of your suitcases. Take this time to do all your preparation, knowing that ultimately you do not know what your specific journey will look like as you face your New Year's resolution. So try to account ahead of time for all that you may need and more. Now, you may have realized that both step one and step two of the three-step process all happen before you've even started. When you're building a house, it is key to start with a good blueprint, a solid foundation. Perhaps it's not the most fun part of the process, yet it is perhaps the most important. Without that, you can design your house any way you want, but you don't want to put all that effort in only to have the house fall down with a simple gust of wind. So yes, step one and step two are both before you even take the first day of living your life with honoring your New Year's resolution. Now we get to the third step. And I have to say, this is the step which is the hardest. That being said, it doesn't have to be the hardest. The third step is to ignore the brain. Wait a minute. The whole second step was all about engaging the brain, and now you're telling me to ignore the brain? Yes. Your brain is your greatest ally and only wants to see you happy, healthy, and safe. That being said, your brain cannot fully grasp the unknown, and the unknown equals unsafe. The hardest part about making a transition is that it takes time to see results. And the longer you go without seeing results, the opening the brain has to question and sabotage your efforts. Again, not because your brain hates you, but rather because the brain only wants to see you safe, and safe equals known. Going back to my original example of the fact that there will be so many new people at my gym next week, and that on February 1st, unfortunately, only half of them will be there. Perhaps by February 1st, they haven't lost any weight. Maybe they've even gained a few pounds. In addition, they're now super sore, hungry, dealing with cravings, and trying to schedule this into their life. The motivation and adrenaline that I talked about at the beginning is starting to wane, and now there are no results. So the brain will do whatever it needs to do to go back to the devil it knows versus the devil it doesn't. Imagine if you decide to cut out sugar, and after 3 weeks you're still not seeing results. It does not mean the plan is not working. It just means that it will take more time for results to be seen. However, at that moment, someone offers you a delicious-looking cupcake at work. Since the brain can't see any results, it will offer very feeble resistance, if that, towards you accepting or rejecting the cupcake. It takes the additional time when there is no motivation and a self-sabotaging brain to get through, perhaps before all the results are seen. If by February 10th, suddenly you can zip into something that you hadn't been able to in years, or suddenly the scale goes down in a way you want, then and only then does the brain say, "I get it. I know why we're doing this." Now, when someone at work offers the delicious-looking cupcake, there's renewed motivation and a brain saying no thank you and meaning it. The people at the gym on March 1st have no special powers. They just continued with the program despite their brain, knowing they did as much research as possible so that if there's anything that seems like a red flag, they can address it and not stop their process. One of the best ways I can think of to describe this third step is in the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks. In this movie, Tom Hanks's character has found himself stranded on a desert island. Uh-oh. I hope I didn't just give that away. He is not dumb or deficient in any way. We know this because our TV screens were deluged with the trailer of him making fire. I have made fire. It's not as if he found himself on the desert island and suddenly wondered, "Why am I here?" He knew he needed to get off the island, so why didn't he? Every time he tried, the breakers were too strong and pushed him back. That is your self-sabotaging brain in action. The key is that crossing through the breakers is A, not going to be easy, B, will need research ahead of time, and then C, you just do it. As you may remember from the movie, going through the breakers was not fun and did not allow him to be thinking too much analytically during the process. This is when he lost Wilson, his companion for all the years he's been on the island. during the time of him going through the breakers was not the time for him to be questioning, will I need to get a new birth certificate? How do I explain my situation to whoever finds me? Will Helen Hunt still be waiting for me? All of these are very valid questions. They're just not helpful to be perusing as you're going through the breakers. If Tom Hanks started to go through those questions during the tumultuous process of pushing past the breakers, it would surely be taxing him in ways that he could not afford, and he'd be most likely pulled back once again. Once on the other side, in fact, his questions were all answered in ways he couldn't imagine. So choosing to place energy into those questions before getting to the other side of the breakers is, again, understandable, yet not an effective use of energy. Now, please do not get me wrong. Castaway was a movie, and so it was definitely ultra-dramatic going through those breakers. Finding a career of passion and purpose, bringing healthy love into your life, getting on a physically healthy track does not have to be so calamitous in the process. Yet please think of this scene as you find yourself starting to tell yourself the following statements. Maybe next year. I didn't think it would be this hard. Maybe it's just not for me. There is no special skill or superpower involved in pushing past the breakers, yet they are there for all of us. And the longer you've wanted something, but the more times pushed back, the stronger force it is to push past. It is all in your power, however, and is all possible. During this stage, this is the time to call upon the already in place team you have to help navigate that part of the journey. In addition, from an energy perspective, there are a few things you can do as well. First on the list is cut out the following words from your vocabulary. Hoping, wanting, trying. Those words are toxic. Words have weight, and they can either weigh you down and make it that much harder, or they can lift you up and push you past your goal. I'm going to take a quick break. And then we're just going to wrap this up really quickly, and then we are just going to get right to readings. So you are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. If you get clear and then return to the old patterns and blocks, and your answer to that healing is that you can't or you have to, then you may have a lot of fear that keeps you from choosing your greater good. There's no shame in not being ready. It just may not be time. But if it comes around again, let's try again. We shut ourselves down because we can't imagine another way of handling situations. Source is unlimited. Let's let go of the I can'ts and have to's and see what shows up. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, for our New Year's resolution show. If you'd like to schedule a full reading or kick off 2017 or inquire about tarot card readings at an event, feel free to go to my site at EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. We're going to be getting to readings in just a few seconds, but I just wanted to wrap up this with an exercise in terms of tools you can do to help push past the breakers. As I was saying right before the break, words have weight and they have meaning. And so words that like hoping, wanting, and trying can make your journey that much harder. If you say to someone, I am trying to embrace a career of passion and purpose, it means exactly the same as if you say, I am embracing a career of passion and purpose. Yet the effect on you physically and emotionally are worlds apart. Try saying the two phrases out loud now. Now it has to be said out loud so the brain doesn't rationalize it. The first phrase is, I am trying to embrace a career of passion and purpose. Note how your body physically feels when you say that. Your shoulders, do they feel weighted down, yet your brain is content? Now try the second phrase out loud. I am embracing a career of passion and purpose. Note how your body physically feels after that phrase. Perhaps the shoulders are looser and you're feeling a little lighter, yet your brain is offering major resistance. I know there's always a feeling of not wanting to jinx it. Forget that. Every time you say any of those words, hoping, wanting, trying, note how it feels in the body, and then immediately say out loud, I take it back, I am doing, I am embracing, I am excited about seeing. While your brain will resist and struggle against saying those words out loud, note how different and lighter it feels physically in the body. It suddenly goes from hopeful to happening. There is so much more on the subject, and as I said earlier, each resolution can be its own show. But I want to provide, from an energy perspective, a roadmap to go from New Year's resolutions to New Year's joy. The hardest part of making a snowball is just getting it started. However, as you roll your snowball down the hill, it takes on its own momentum and actually becomes easier as you go. You can do it. Now let's get right to tarot card readings. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I'll be shuffling the cards while chit-chatting with you. Then I'll fan the cards face down in front of me and using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand, to choose three cards on your behalf. As a reminder, the first card will represent your current situation, the second card will represent something challenging or blocking you, and the third card will represent advice. I use the Rider-Waite deck, so if you don't have a deck handy, you can look up the cards to see them. However, I also describe them. Now, I use my non-dominant hand, as that's the hand that accesses the unconscious. I always like to start with a little disclaimer. I'm not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor. A tarot card reading should never be a replacement for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are cards. They're just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. So let's get to our first caller, and that would be Karen. Karen, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Is there anything in particular you have a question with, like, guidance on, or just a general reading?
There's been some work changes, and I'm curious about that. And other than that, just a general reading would be great.
You got it. So I've just been picked the first card and the second card and the third card just jumped out. All right, let's take a look and see what we got here. All right, well, work is definitely the topic because the card that came up, the first card, is the Ace of Pentacles. Now, aces are all about beginnings. Pentacles are all about kind of career and everything. Now, in this card, there is this ginormous pentacle that's in the hand of the universe, almost as if an opportunity sort of kind of hit you by the surprise in some way. That it didn't necessarily originate from within. And so suddenly it becomes like, well, how do I make this? Is this something I should follow or not? And yet what it does is it offers the door to another door. And so I love this card, particularly as we're starting about 2017. This really is about some changes in terms of that career and how we embrace it when it's not kind of, there's some things that are just out of your power and things that happen external to you. And so how does the brain kind of put your own stamp on that as we go forward? Does that make sense?
Oh, it's absolutely right on.
Well, excellent. Well, let's take a look and see what's challenging and blocking you. And that's the Ace of Cups. Yeah. So here we go. We've got an ace and an ace. So this is definitely a crossroads of a new beginning. Now, like the Ace of Pentacles, the Ace of Cups, you have this time a cup in the hand of the universe. And again, it's external to your brain, can only be a frustrating situation because there's a feeling of being kind of out of control and kind of going with the flow. However, you are always best served when you can kind of see yourself as that kind of piece of paper in the wind, and allowing the universe to help lead you. But what I always say is honor open doors, but honor red flags, because particularly now when you've got so many new beginnings and changes, you may not see any green lights. Also, there's a lot of busyness, and I get the sense that you like things very ordered because that's that Ace of Pentacles, whereas the Ace of Cups, you've got just a lot of external stuff that's like, how do I reconcile all of this? Well, let's turn to that.
I'm sorry, you're exactly right.
Yes. I'm so glad. Well, let's turn to this advice card. And it's a super big one, and it's a neat card, and it's Temperance. Now, in the Temperance card, there is an element of taking, when you embrace all of this that's being handed to you, there is an element of going into a new direction, very similar to what I just talking about, but it's also an unconventional path. And perhaps you've always seen yourself as more of a conventional type person. And yet, for whatever reason, this is now where things are leading, which is ultimately can be the most rewarding, but it is also the most frustrating because it's very challenging to see the signs and guideposts that you're used to seeing on a more conventional path because they don't exist when you're going in an unconventional direction. And in this beautiful card, Temperance, you have a person just trying to balance these two cups, balance their heart center, and just try to have that faith. Excuse me, I should, give myself a dollar for saying trying, having that faith as you walk forward with knowing that as you go forward, a path appears. So stay true and centered, again, not necessarily by comparing signposts on a conventional path, but rather from within, write down your list of what you're looking for, your non-negotiables, write down your concerns and worries, just so that it's taking all that stuff that's taking up that valuable real estate, we can get that out the door. But this is a really neat time for you, and don't be afraid of it, but rather go with it, but make sure that you're honoring yourself even more during this process. I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, it's been fabulous. I've been at the same job for 39 years, and there's some changes, and all of this has been very, very helpful.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, please keep call us back and let us know how things go. And happy new year.
Oh, and same to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Well, so next we have got Ashiel. Ashiel, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. Is there anything you have a question about, like guidance on, or just a general reading?
Career, love.
You got it. All right. One thing, as I'm shuffling the cards and picking your cards out, for you particularly, it's super important that you write down on paper, separate sheet for career from love, the qualities, the non-negotiable qualities that you're looking for without specifics. Because when you put those specifics down, must have blonde hair, must be with the Acme Elevator Company, you tie the hands of the universe from being able to provide something that exceeds your expectations. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually, I'm trying to figure out because I made a list.
Excellent.
I'm trying to see. I wrote about a year ago. I think I said, I said somebody attractive, but I didn't say blonde hair, blue eyes. Is that too much?
Well, when you say blonde hair, it ties
in. I didn't say that. I just said somebody attractive, somebody successful, financially stable, that kind of stuff. So I don't know if that's the wrong thing to say.
Definitely, although I want you to tap into your inner child, like from when you were 10, imagining the person of your dreams, in the sense that what qualities was there? Loving, public displays of affection, looking for marriage, not looking for marriage, those kind of qualities. Make sure that you have those on board, just because then it takes the emotion out of the equation as you make a contract with the universe and you're saying, bring this opportunity to me, bring this person to me, exceed my expectations with both. But now you have that guide so that you don't place your energy in things that are ultimately not serving your purpose. You're using that energy effectively. Ashiel, I'm going to ask you to hold on through the break because I need to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to do your reading. And so hold on. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. So stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, This book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get your monthly dose of self-awareness and mindfulness. Learn spiritual regeneration with visionary leader David Karsher. And Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Explore the unknown regions of the emotional experience and set them free with David. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, taking your calls. We are talking with Ashiel. Ashiel, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Well, let me get right to your reading. The first card that came up is the Page of Cups. Now, in this card, you've got a guy and he's holding a cup and he dipped that cup into some water. And now this fish is looking at him saying, dude, where's my water? And so there's a disconnect currently between what you have and what you need to thrive. Now, this fish, you know, a fish, you can see a fish flop around for a long time with just a little bit of water, but that's not thriving, that's surviving. And so right now we've got that disconnect, and no amount of thinking can fill that cup. So we want to really tap into, again, to that inner child and ask yourself, what is it that you need, not just to survive, both with career, love, but also to thrive? Some of those deep down issues in there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, you know, something that's challenging or blocking is a really big card, and it's the Emperor. Now, the Emperor is what we call a major card, and it's different from a king. I have four kings and one emperor. And you don't get promoted to emperor. You're sort of born into it. And so there is a weightiness, a seriousness to your life that came about not just today or yesterday, but way, way, way back when you probably had to take on additional responsibilities or go through some stuff early on that then impacted your DNA in such a way that now survival is okay, but it's hard to embrace joy. It's hard to fully embrace thriving. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does.
All right. Well, let's take a look and see what we have for advice. The advice that I get is the Four of Pentacles. Now, in this card, you've got a kingly looking guy, and he's got pentacles everywhere as he's trying to desperately hold on to them. You know, this is a card really about turning inward, and this is also a card of being selfish, and this is an advice card. So as 2017 starts to come about, really be selfish with yourself right now, making sure that you are getting what you need. And that, first of all, by recognizing what it is, the things that you need, what are the core things that you need for a career of passion and purpose? What is at the core of what you need in a relationship? And spend that time, take that time to build that foundation, to just make sure that it's not wrong to ask for everything. Sometimes when things are stalled, it's because your goals are too low. And we really want to make sure that you're kind of taking this time to really turn inward, asking yourself what you need before, kind of put that blueprint in place, and then let the universe do its job. By you setting up all that research ahead of time, putting down your needs, going back over your list, seeing if anything on your list is a want versus a need, and really being good to the inner child right now. And so anything that you used to love to do when you were 8-10 years old, go do it. And then note how your body feels and note what ideas come to the surface. Again, we want to work with that energy so you're not working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. I hope this reading has been helpful, Ashiel. Please let us know how things turn out. And the wedding invitation is always not a bad thing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was extremely helpful. And that last card that you said,
yes,
to become selfish, that's where I am right now. That's my state of mind right now. It's going to be about me now.
Well, and that Emperor card, that's your challenge, means that you've always had to be thinking about others. And so it's very challenging to kind of turn that spotlight on yourself. But the more you know what you need, and your needs are going to be different from every person on this planet, then you also know not wasting time putting energy into a job or a person that's not ultimately on that same page. Happy New Year, Ashiel.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling. Well, let's just get to the next call. We have Sharon. Sharon, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Happy New Year.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
I would like you to tell me about 2017. I have one question I'd like to kind of focus on. And that is, I'm an intuitive, and I've been asked to do something that I've not really done before, and that's to find missing people.
Wow. Well, let's take a look. I always say, I have no idea what you should do, but hopefully we'll get some answers here through the cards.
Okay.
All right. Well, so the first card that I get is a major card, and it's the Chariot. Now, this is a card all about moving forward. Now, here's the thing. You're a super strong person that's shown very clearly, and you know what your gifts are. Or you know what your gifts are so far, because you're just getting started. And so, as we all are. But the thing is that the Chariot has three parts to it: head, heart, and feet. And your Chariot will only move forward if head, heart, and feet are working with equal weight. Right now, I think we've got it at about 70-15-15. And so it really has to be head, heart, feet in equal weight. And I'm going to go pretty quickly just because we're kind of coming up on the end of the show and I want to make sure to get to the full reading. But something challenging or blocking is the Ten of Pentacles. Now, in this card, this is a card about, almost similar to what I talked about with Ashiel, the last caller, is not getting so focused on how something needs to look. In your mind, you have this idea, I'm going to be an intuitive and I'm going to be doing A, B, and C. And then suddenly you're being offered an opportunity to do D. And you can either then say, okay, run it through your own list of non-negotiables, seeing if there are any red flags. But as long as you're holding on tight to the idea that your end result has to look a certain way, then you're going to be chasing that end result rather than watching and living your life, allowing it to actually exceed your expectations. And again, with the advice card, is the Eight of Cups, which is a card that is so pertinent to New Year's resolutions. And this is all about this person is walking away from eight cups that no longer served him, but he's walking to the unknown. Know that something doesn't have to be wrong for you to now embrace something new. And also remember that you take your brain with you to navigate this journey. And so just because it is unknown and scary, it's not necessarily mean it's wrong. But I always say, honor open doors, but red flags. I'm so sorry we had to be really fast on this one, but I want to wish you, Sharon, a very happy new year, and please keep me updated.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Well, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to our Resolutions Show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Next week, my guests are Ellen Goldberg and Dorian Bergen, who will be talking all about palmistry. And then in 2 weeks, my guest will be Janie Boisclair, who's a psychic medium with a specialty in tapping into lost recipes. So we have some neat shows planned right off the start of 2017, plus more readings every week. Thank you, Benny, for producing the show today. And thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. My sincerest wish for each and every one of you is to have a joyous, healthy, safe, and happy new year. Thank you for being on this radio journey with me for 2016. I look forward to talking with all of you next year as the journey continues. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.